Abraham was pretty active in his acts of faith. He committed a lot of them, apparently, according to Scripture. You know, picking up and moving, taking his son as a sacrifice, taking on God and saying, God, let's make a deal here. But there are others who committed acts of faith as well. Let's talk a little bit about Noah. Build me an ark. Right. Where am I going to float it, Lord? Trust me, Noah, there'll be plenty. And so he did. Let's talk about Moses. How many of you today, if you go home and see a burning bush next to your house, would go over and talk to it? Who would get a hose and put out the fire? Yeah. Not only did he commit an act of faith by going over and talking to the flame, but he committed an act of faith by saying, yes, Lord, I will go take on Pharaoh. Yes, Lord, I will travel in the desert for 40 years and do what you asked me to do again and again and again, despite the fact that these people who were traveling with me were a grumpy bunch. Let's talk about the act of faith that the disciples and the men and women who followed Jesus made on the basis of him saying simply, come, follow me. All of the people that he called to follow him were established in their lives. Some of them had wives. They all had jobs. Some of them had in-laws. Who going home today and saying to their in-laws, I'm leaving, I'm going to follow Jesus, would get a whole lot of pushback? Yes? An act of faith. An act of faith. We do it a lot in our day. Who ever really wonders about whether or not the lights are going to go on when you flip the switch? Who ever really wonders whether or not the car is going to turn on, for those of you who still have keys? Mine's keyless entry, thank you very much. Have any wonder or doubt that the car is going to turn over? Go through the list in your mind of the number of times that you commit a simple act of faith just simply getting through the day. Quite a few, aren't there? These are not the acts of faith that Jesus is talking about. Because it's easy to have faith when things are unfolding the way that we want them to. When our family is healthy, when we have a good job, when weather is going our way and things are good. It's easy to have faith in God. The Jews practiced that. Let's talk about Job, shall we? Job committed an act of faith when he said, I will not blaspheme God. I will not argue with God. I will argue with my neighbors who said, Job, you must have done something terrible to have all these things happen to you. No, I will not go there, says Job. So I invite you now to move from those simple acts of faith that we commit every day to think about an act of faith that you made in terms of God's requirement of you to do something challenging in your life. Whatever it was, take a job in an unknown city. Take some guy who was old and make him a Dominican. That took an act of faith. The first vows that we take are temporary vows for 2 years, and they happen in Denver. And my first vows happened in, subtract 2000. And after my simple vows, my mom went over to the provincial and said, he's yours now. He can't come home. When was the last time you made an act of faith? To God. Yes, God. I believe in your plan. Yes, God, I believe what's going on in my life because you have given it to me to be challenged or to be blessed. Sometimes we take it for granted. Often we take it for granted. And I invite you to stop and think this week when you are challenged, when the news, which continues to be challenging. I read a piece in one of my news feeds. They blocked off a week and listed each day the number of people who had been killed that day. It wasn't a day that got missed. The plague continues. How do we have faith in a God that allows that, comes the question. The last time I checked, there were 216 days so far in the year, and this was a couple of weeks ago. And at that point in time, there had been 251 mass murders. They continue. Where's God? I don't know. I don't have the answer to that, but I firmly believe that God is always present, and the faith that we are called to have must survive the challenges, must survive the questions, must survive where is God? Because God is always present. There's not a place you can think of. There's not a place that you can go. There's not a place in this universe or the next where God isn't present. Our faith tells us that. Our faith tells us that in a few minutes after the words of consecration, that same Jesus Christ who challenged his disciples and his followers is going to be present on the altar. It's the same one. We believe that. In our heart of hearts, we believe that. The body of Christ, amen, so be it. The blood of Christ, amen, so be it. That's an act of faith. Think about it. Because the faith that we have in our lives keeps our lives lit, well lit in God's presence. For me, my faith has been a light in darkness. For me, my faith has helped me through difficult challenges in my life and continues to be a part of it. I am blessed. I am blessed in so many ways. But my faith tells me that. Ask yourselves that question this week. Make your faith the light of your day. Because if you do that, there will never be darkness in your life. Easy? Nope. Nope, 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 nope. I've searched the scriptures pretty assiduously, and I've never found any place where Jesus says, this will be easy. He does talk about, you know, light burdens and easy yokes. I'm not so sure that that's not just a little bit of sarcasm. Because following Jesus can be a very, very hard challenge if we do it alone. But if we put our faith in Jesus Christ and we walk with him, as hard as it is, it's not impossible. The faith that is our light keeps us strong, keeps us committed, keeps us in love with Jesus Christ. Faith, acts of faith. The next time you make one, think about it and see what happens when you do.